Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Ugly History of Beautiful Things, Essays on Desire and Consumption by Katie Kelleher, read by Cindy Kay. Introduction. Once, years ago, when I was in therapy for chronic depression, my doctor asked me a simple question. I had just expressed, for what must have been the 1,000th time, my ambiguous relationship to survival. I wasn't particularly interested in living, and she knew this. But I also wasn't particularly interested in dying. So we talked around the issue of suicide and focused instead on my general existential dread, my near constant state of disappointment with the universe. In this particular session, my not very good therapist finally asked me a question that mattered. What makes you keep getting up and out of bed if you're so bored of everything? She may have phrased it more sensitively than that, but this is what I remember. I thought about it for a bit. And then I said something that surprised us both. Beauty, I told her. I get up because I might see or hold something beautiful. She tented her fingers and hummed. That's unusual, she said. Is it unusual? Perhaps. But over the years, I've come to realize just how important beauty is to my life and to the lives of the people around me. The hope for beauty makes me leave my bed each morning rather than moldering in the sheets until I develop bed sores. The desire for beauty keeps me going to work so I can make money to buy plane tickets to beautiful places, buy beautiful objects, and support people who make beautiful work. The need to share beauty compels me to write, to create, to interact with others. Beauty and depression are two central factors of my life. Beauty gives light to darkness. It gives me hope and a sense of purpose. But beauty isn't all rainbows and sunshine. Beauty is also dark. Beauty is ugly. In all my beauty seeking, I've never found an object that was untouched by the depravity of human greed or unblemished by the chemical undoings of time. There are no pure things in this world. Everything that lives does harm. Everything that exists degrades. Yet many of us are drawn to these pretty depraved things. We want to possess and caress the very things that frighten us. The attraction-repulsion dynamic is something that has interested me since I was an emo teen reading too much Edgar Allan Poe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?